Riley Gaines accuses NCAA of creating loopholes in revised transgender policy, garbage. By Warner Todd Houston on February 23, 2025. After President Donald Trump signed an order to ban transgender athletes from school sports, the NCAA claimed to have rewritten its rules to comply with the federal order. But now, women's sports advocate Riley Gaines says that the leaks changes actually do not adhere to the president's orders at all and would still allow transgender athletes to play in women's sports. Trump signed his order on February 5 to protect women's sports from males who claim to be transgender females. The very next day, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, claimed to have set a new policy to obey the new federal Title IX rules disallowing transgender athletes from playing as women. However, Gaines, a former NCAA swimming champion turned women's sports activist, says that the NCAA's new rules are a sham. This policy is just about as clear as mud. And very, very much still allows men to compete on women's teams and to receive women's benefits, Gaines said, according to the National News Desk. Gaines went on to say that she agrees with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton that the NCAA policy has too many loopholes to be meaningful. "We were all pretty quick to celebrate this new policy by the NCAA. But it's important the American people know this policy is garbage," Gaines added. "We're watching, we see what they're doing, and we're willing to hold them accountable." Critics of the NCAA's changes claim that the new policy bases gender on birth certificates or a doctor's certification, both of which can be changed by compliant state officials and activist doctors. This, they say, does not comply with the Trump administration's definition, which maintains that sex is immutable and binary. However, the NCAA is disputing this reading of its rules and says it would not allow any student athletes assigned male at birth to play as a female. The organization also insists that its rules would not allow males to compete on the women's team with amended birth certificates or other forms of ID. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.